Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. Each week, I play for you songs I love, and occasionally I have something odd or different, such as a poem, a story, a joke, or maybe some philosophizing, and recently, I've been having co-hosts, so we'll be having some more of those. I don't have a specific wombat plan tonight, but one may emerge. We're going to start off with music from John Connolly. I love his voice. This particular song is called The Old School, and it kind of belongs in the genre of the working class man. He has a girlfriend in high school. She goes to college. He goes to drive trucks. And they go apart, but he retains his old school values. When they say the old school, I think of the William King High School in Abingdon, Virginia, now the William King Art Museum. And that was the old school when I was young. I went to first grade at the middle school, primary school, where the library is now. And by the time I came back after 1957 for high school graduation, the students were graduating from William King up on the hill. So that's the old school to me, and some of the people I knew then I think would fit the character that John Connolly is portraying in this wonderful song, at least I like it, called The Old School.
I can remember us cruising through town in your daddy's car with the top pulled down, looking so cool. We came from different sides of the track, but we still held hands out back of the old school. We spent all our time together, laughing and having fun. We swore that we'd love forever, 'cause that was the way things were done at the old school. We both made it to our graduation. You chose a college, I chose a vocation, driving 18 wheels. I became a part of your past. You went and married some guy in your class. He was a big deal. Your picture was in all the papers. You made such a lovely bride. They said you were going places, but me, I just went for a ride down by the old school. We could have one dance for the old time. We're slow dancing across the old gym floor. You whisper it could be just like before. Call me sometime. You ask if I understand you. Well, yes, I'm afraid I do. You say everybody does it. Well, I don't care if they do. I'm from the old school.
The Old School by John Conley. There's some pain in that song. You can hear it. He had some at the beginning, and his old girlfriend had some at the end. Well, next up is something sort of maturey. It's Goodbye Yellow Brick Road by Elton John from 1973. And I interpret it to mean growing up. The Yellow Brick Road is the path, is from The Wizard of Oz. It's the path to success, or the path you hope will take you to reach your goals. And in the movie, and also here in the song, people realize that the Yellow Brick Road doesn't really do it. And so, goodbye, Yellow Brick Road. It's sort of realizing that where you are is in your own immediate search and your own immediate present. And the Yellow Brick Road isn't going to change that. And if you're going to make things better, you're going to have to do it where you are, sort of where you are in your mind. That's how I get it. In any case, it's an absolutely gorgeous piece of music, wonderful arrangement, wonderful things happening. I think one of the classics of its era, and also one of the best pieces of music that Elton John ever made for me.
Too young to be singing the blues. So goodbye, yellow brick road, where the dogs of society howl. You can't plant me in your penthouse.
Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road by Elton John. Well, next comes up a very interesting song. It's called Miss Otis Regrets, and it was written by Cole Porter in 1934 from a different era, but it's this song has legs. I think it'll still be played many years from now. The story could be anywhere, anytime. She uses a gun, but if it were written in old Rome, she could use a knife. Anyway, it's a classic, and it's a beautiful delivery. There are many, many renditions of this. Ella Fitzgerald recorded it. Linda Ronstadt recorded it. I like this one. There's a one by a man I'm seeking that's at least as good, but this one has a lot of just a good feel to it, and it's interesting the way it sort of starts off with almost no instruments and then brings in some fairly strong rhythm in a sort of brief, simple way. So this is Miss Otis Regrets, and it tells a story, and I think it's a story that you'll find interesting.
Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today, madam. Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. She is sorry to be delayed, but last evening down in Lover's Lane she strayed, madam. Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. When she woke up and found that her dream of love was gone, madam, she ran to the man who had led her so far, far astray. And from under her velvet gown, she drew a gun and she shot her lover down. Madam, Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. When the mob came and got her and dragged her from the jail, when they strung her up on the old willow across the way, the moment before she died, she lifted up her lovely head and cried, madam. Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today.
Miss Otis Regrets, as sung by Patricia Barber. Well, next is something not really in season. It's a Christmas song. However, it's so interesting as a piece of music, I want to play it now when you can listen to it and appreciate it and not be so quite overwhelmed by the fact that you may have heard many versions of this song during the Christmas season. It's Carol of the Bells. It's sung by a group called Pentatonix. They are five voices from Arlington, Texas, and they're completely a cappella. They have no instruments, and they're known for their novelty and the fact that they do things in a very different way. And you're going to hear that in this song. You won't even know it's Carol of the Bells to start with. But I love their overlapping harmonies and just their sort of the wild side of their arrangements. And I think they do a wonderful job in this particular song, which is one of my favorite songs anyway. So I'm bringing you an early Christmas song, but I'm bringing it to you not because of the upcoming season, but because I think it's just a fantastic piece of music.
Too young and old, meek in the bold. Ding dong, ding dong, that is the song. With joyful ring, all caroling, one seems to hear words of good cheer from everywhere, filling the air. Oh, how they pound, raising their sound, o'er hill and dale, telling their tales.
Carol of the Bells by Pentatonix. And I was wrong. I said it was completely a cappella. No, there were drums in there, rhythm instruments. I don't think there were any other instruments, none that played specific notes like the voices. And for a while, I thought there might be something like a cello or a bass fiddle, but then I think it was a male voice humming along at the bottom and giving sounds. Anyway, I get a kick out of that. Well, next up is another one of my all-time favorites, of which I have many. This one is called One More Night by Phil Collins, and it was his second number one hit in the U.S., and I find it interesting to think about why I like particular songs, and then also to think about why a particular song would go to number one in the U.S. market. And it may be the reason I like it is different from the ones that others like it. Each of us has our own tastes. Anyway, this particular song evokes a mood and a memory for me. One More Night is the story of perhaps a jilted lover or a person who's no longer in the relationship he once was and wishes he could just have one more night with the person he loves. And I've been there, so I identify with the song. Each time I hear it, it takes me back. I feel the feelings. I think of the situation. And I think that may be true for many people, but also other things get to people, harmonies, rhythms. Anyway, this is Phil Collins doing a lovely story, and you can feel what I call the pathos of the story. So here is One More Night.
Just one.
That was One More Night by Phil Collins. And we're moving on now to the Eagles. The Eagles were a super group. They had all sorts of talent and a lot of hits. There are two lead singers for the early part of their career were Glenn Frey, or maybe it's Frey, and Don Henley. But this particular song we're going to play, which is called I Can't Tell You Why, was written mostly by Timothy B. Schmidt, who up until that point had never sung lead. And they let him sing lead on this. He also played bass. And as they finished it, Don Henley, who was kind of the leader of the group, on hearing the song, turned to Timothy Schmidt and said, "There's your first hit." And he was right. This was his first hit. So here's an Eagles song, I Can't Tell You Why.
Baby, up all night, tearing our love.
That was I Can't Tell You Why by the Eagles. And it's now time to tell you why we're here. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1, and I play for you songs I love and occasionally throw in something odd, which I call a wombat. And that's where I get my title, Wombats and Music. And tonight, I don't have any real wombats, although the next song might qualify. It's different enough. I started off the night with John Connolly singing Old School. That's country music. But since then, it's all been more modern or more sophisticated non-country stuff. But now we're going back to the roots of country. This is old-timey fiddle and banjo, especially fiddle. And it's close to bluegrass, but I think it's more old-timey, and it's hard to make the distinction. And it really gets into it, and it rocks. And this is the music where we are now in Appalachia. This is a popular style. And this is the kind of music I think, all things considered, I like most. So listen to Big-Eyed Rabbit by the New Ballards Branch Bog Trotters. I looked up the Bog Trotters. Their roots go back to the 30s. Wade Ward was involved with them. I'm not sure when this was made. Could be there's a current group performing. But it has a particular style that is dear to me. Big-Eyed Rabbit by the New Ballards Branch Bog Trotters. That's a great name for a group. We're going to stay in the country mode now. We're going to Mirror, Mirror by Diamond Rio. And I just reheard this recently again. I hadn't heard it in a while. And it struck me as a good country song. The man, I often mention that country songs, or most songs, but country songs especially, fall into two main categories. Leavers and leavees, those who have been left behind, this is one of those, and those who are in the process of leaving. But there's also a whole third group of people who are in the middle, being in love. But this is one, the man is looking in the mirror and saying, who's the biggest fool of them all? Well, he's looking in the mirror and he thinks he sees his answer. It's a well-done song. So I take you to Mirror, Mirror by Diamond Rio.
black coffee and three cigarettes. They say it'll kill me, but I got a hunch that this broken heart's gonna be hung to the punch. Oh, mirror, mirror, on my wall, tell me who is the loneliest fool of all. Oh, wait a minute, I believe I see the answer staring back at me. Yes, I'm the one who swore chair, but she knew what she was doing when she left you hanging there. Oh, mirror, mirror on my wall, tell me who is the loneliest fool of all. Oh, wait a minute, I believe I back at me. Now wait 1 minute, I believe I see the answer staring back at me.
That was Mirror, Mirror by Diamond Rio. Well, we're staying in the country genre now. We're going to one of the all-time classics, King of the Road by Roger Miller from 1965. The song tells the story of a hobo, a poor man, but happy with his freedom. And something about Roger's voice and style, he wrote the song. He said he wrote it after seeing a sign on the side of a barn saying, "Trailers for Sale or Rent." But he's got a sense of joy in his music, and that is what appeals to me in it. This, as I say, went to be one of his number one country hits. So this is Roger Miller singing King of the Road.
Trailer for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes. Ah, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 4-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means. King of the road. Third boxcar, midnight train, destination Bangor, Maine. Wool worn out suit and shoes, I don't pay no union dues. I smoke old stogies I have found, short but not too big around. I'm a man of means by no means. King of the road. I know every engineer on every train, all of the children and all of their names, and every handout in every town, and every lock that ain't locked when no one's around. I sing trailers for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes. But 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 4-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means. King of the road. Trailers for sale. got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a
King of the Road by Roger Miller. I love that song. Well, we're going to change pace now. This next song is called True Love Never Dies by Coda Canada, Canada and the Departed. And it's just a good piece of music, but it also got some really tricky arrangements. The instruments coming in, the counterpoint, I guess you'd call it, the rhythms kind of contrasting each other. It's fairly complex music, but the underlying theme is you may think true love never dies, but you're going to have to deal with that. That may be more pain than it's worth. That's what I get out of the song. So this is Cody Canada and the Departed singing True Love Never Dies.
Was the last time I made her cry. I talked myself out of believing the true, true love never dies. The first time I thought of returning was just 10 lonesome miles out of town. My foolish pride kept these wheels a-turning, and there was nothing on this earth gonna shut me down. If I had one drop of water for each and every tear I have cried, I'd sail back to her on an ocean of sorrow. True, true love never dies. You know pride will forsake you by and by. The lonesome as night surely passes. True, true love never dies. If I had one drop of water for each and every tear I have cried, I'd sail back to her on an ocean of sorrow.
True Love Never Dies by Cody Canada and the Departed. Well, now I'm going to give you a little riff on love. Not that I understand what love is, but the term is used in so many different ways, and I love the songs I play, and I love some instruments. And also, you can use all sorts of analogies to love. For example, the next song is a cello, and I do love the sound of the cello. And in fact, I have a kind of a romance going with a cello. We were together for a little while. About 2 years ago, I rented a cello and started taking cello lessons. I found it too challenging. It was just too big to haul around. And also, I found that my back and shoulders and all just did not make it easy for me to play. Anyway, but I still love the sound. So it's sort of an unconsummated romance, you might say. One of those. But I also love the fiddle, the violin. And there I am pursuing it much more aggressively. I am romancing the fiddle. And I would say that, in a sense, has never been consummated either, because I can't play the fiddle all that well. Although sometimes I do very much enjoy it. So it's a good, strong, healthy, loving relationship. It just isn't where I wish it would be. That's the truth in many relationships. So the next song is called Cello Lessons. And the main reason I'm playing it is that I think it gives some of the beauty of the sound of the cello. I think I can find a better piece of music for it. This is called Cello Lessons, but I don't know that I can find one where its voice is any better than you hear it here. So you notice that it's of course, it's in a lower range. There's a violin, and there's a viola, then the cello, and the bass fiddle. They're all strung the same, four strings, same intervals between the strings. Very similar instruments, just covering different ranges. So, this one is Cello Lessons by Dario Marianelli. That was Cello Lessons by Dario Marianelli. Well, the last song for the evening is called Banjo and Violin by the Audreys. And to be honest with you, I can't hear the banjo in here. I suspect it's the strumming instrument that's sort of giving the rhythm to the song, but it doesn't sound like a banjo to me. Now, the violin, on the other hand, I can hear that. So, The Hiss is going to be banjo and violin by the Audrys, and I think it's an interesting piece. It's complex in a different sort of way. It just calls my attention. I don't know why exactly, and perhaps it will hold yours. So, banjo and violin by the Audrys. Banjo and Violin by the Audrys. You've been listening to Wombats and Music. I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. And you can also pick us up streaming on the web at WEHCFM.com. So you could get the Wombats music no matter where you are. You just have to get the time zone straightened out. But now it's time to tell you good night. And each time I do this, I do the same thing. I ask you to join me in celebrating something that I think is pretty darn important. Probably the most important thing there is. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.